This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
While you slept, President Obama released another 10 prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Gitmo. Another 10 released. Now, we have not gotten confirmation from the feds, the State Department, the Pentagon, anybody at the White House. Nobody has confirmed this yet. But we are hearing reports that he did release another 10 prisoners. We don't know who the prisoners are. We haven't confirmed any of it. We don't know if 10 is an accurate number. We're just hearing reports. But you know what's really shocking about it is that so many media outlets, like even the progressive ones, seem to be outraged by this, or at least stunned. They're like, oh man, reports that 10 prisoners are released from Gitmo. I mean, I see all these tweets. Reports that...
That's Oman. The country Oman.
Oh, well, that makes more sense then. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Oman.
That makes more sense. Oman reports that 10 prisoners have been released from Gitmo. Okay. Thank you, Cal. That makes much more sense. Okay.
Happy to help.
Omani foreign minister said that the men released from Gitmo would, quote, temporarily reside in the country. He didn't say which country, though. He said the country. It could be like, you live out in the country. You know, no. You don't live in Kansas City. That's not where they're living. They're living out in the country somewhere, out in the plains. That's where it is. Out in the country, like a rural area. Or maybe he means like a country, but he's the country of, we're led to believe it's Oman. Temporarily reside. How temporary? I mean, if it's like some of the other prisoners he's released, they're not going to be there very long. They probably just left a little bit of it out. Okay, they will temporarily reside in the country until they can join ISIS and rain death upon the great infidel. That's what I'm taking it to mean. Certainly seems that way. According to the foreign ministry of Oman, the move was in response to a request by the U.S. government and, quote, out of consideration for their humanitarian situation. So Oman is saying that we gave them 10 prisoners, that we released them from Gitmo and flew them there. Nothing from the White House, the State Department, anybody to confirm this yet. But it was out of consideration for their humanitarian situation. What humanitarian situation? Likely some of these, maybe not all, but likely some of these guys are truly bad dudes that have done horrible things. What's their humanitarian situation? They didn't identify who the prisoners were. We know that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is still, or was still, as of a couple days ago, a prisoner in Gitmo. He was the mastermind behind 9/11. 3,000 Americans died. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed planned it. Did they release him last night? I'd like some answers from the White House, wouldn't you? Don't you think they should be telling us, at very least, we have to find this news out? From Oman? We have to find this news out. We are supposed to be the freest country on the planet. A representative republic built on the foundation that the people are part of the government. And if not, it will fail. We the people. One of our most trusted documents starts off, we the people. And we have to find out from another country that prisoners were released. Prisoners that in some cases killed Americans. And we have to find out from Oman. All of us were affected by 9/11. All of us had to deal with it on that horrible day. And for years afterwards. But there are people who paid a greater price on 9/11. The people who lost brothers and sisters and fathers and daughters and mothers and uncles and aunts and best friends. There were people who had friends and family members on the planes that flew into those buildings, that flew into the Pentagon, that landed in rural Pennsylvania. How would you like to be those people today? As outrageous as this is, how would you like to be the parent, the sibling, the spouse of one of the people that died on 9/11 at the hands of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? And this morning, you don't know if your government just released him to a Oman. You don't even know. These people are living that each and every time prisoners are released. And today, they get the news and they don't have answers from their government. How dare you? Damn it. Even if you're going to do this, how dare you not tell people? How dare you not release the information before you release the prisoners? But you know why they didn't release the information before they released the prisoners? Because they didn't want us to know. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want us to know. It's all the optics of it. Hide it from the American people, which is the cornerstone of the Obama administration. And he's going to take it right down to the wire. How dare you? One of the most offensive things this guy has done in 8 years filled with outrageous constitutional violations. And this is one of the worst. One of the worst days in American history that we all still live. That has caused us so much heartache. The deaths, the struggles, the economic troubles, the security, the fear, the arguments, the divide, all of that. And you continue to just shove that wedge between us. Just take your finger, Obama, and shove it into the eyeball of each and every American today. Because that's what you did by releasing those prisoners and not at least having the balls to stand up and say, this is what I did or am going to do. I wasn't a fan of Gitmo. I thought it was a bit of a cop-out. Even though those people are not American citizens, I still believe in the basic values of America. Not that the Constitution applies to them. But I still would like, with other people, to practice some of those same values when possible. I didn't like the way we set up Gitmo. But this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. Gitmo has some serious failures. From its inception, there were some failures. What was your long-term plan with this? It's going to open it up and start throwing people in there and then just throw away the key and oh well. It costs us gobs of money and we have to pay policeman for the world. How come the UN isn't paying for it? At least we'd get a little bit of a break. The UN should be paying for it. We went out there and captured the dirtbags. At least the world could do is say we're going to lock all these people up because it affects the world, not just America. We're one of their chief targets. But so are other countries. Israel, Turkey at times, anybody who's a, partner of America in the war on terror, any ally of America. Look at the attacks on places like Paris, Brussels. Don't these people endanger the entire world? So where was the UN paying for it back then? And where was the plan from all these other countries? All they do is sit around and criticize. Oh, you got the bleeding heart progressives all around the globe that are like, how dare you open Gitmo? What are you going to do with those people? And I'm admitting, it was a bit of failure in concept. We were desperate after 9/11. I get why it happened. Sure, I understand it. But there was no long-term plan. Meanwhile, the rest of the world criticizes us. And then what do? Fold like a house of cards and release them. What does that mean? What has transpired since 9/11? This will be what ultimately ended up happening. We spent, after having 3,000 Americans killed, after it trashed our economy and everything else on 9/11, after that, we launched two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq. We spent trillions of dollars, hundreds of billions of it just vanishing into thin air. We paid people off. We set up regimes. We tore other ones down. We spent thousands more American lives and tens of thousands of lives in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world. We rounded a bunch of people up, paying for it with American lives and dollars, built a prison and put them in there, paying for that with American lives and dollars. Had it open since this entire time. And then, after we had these people in there sitting for over a decade, just getting more and more pissed off at America, we say, go ahead. No, go ahead. You can get out. How is that a plan? Obama took something that was not a great idea and made it infinitely worse. On his watch, Obama has released, if these 10 prisoners turn out to be accurate, that there's 10 that he released last night, he released 189 prisoners as president. Many of them going back to their terrorist organizations. You think they were pissed before? You're locked up for 10 years. You're going to be even more ticked off. 189 of them. So where does that leave us? If those numbers are accurate, my count is 40. 40 prisoners remain. Prior to these 10 being released, specifically Obama was working on a plan to release 19. Now, you know he promised to close down Gitmo by the end of his presidency. So likely there are 9 right now that were part of that 10 that they were specifically working on. I mean, yeah, they're working on all of them, but that was one of the plans because he just released a group of them about a week and a half ago, right after the first of the year. About 2 weeks ago. So that would mean that there's about 40 left. 9 of those 40 we know he's actively, likely has a plan for any moment, which would leave 31. If he can pull that trigger in the next couple of days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he would still have 2 full days to find a home for 31. That's not that many. My point is, he could likely do that. I'll bet you the remaining 40 go free before Donald Trump takes the oath of office. That's my prediction. Is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed the last one that they release? Where is he on the list? And my question is, what did these other countries get for taking these prisoners? Do you think Oman just said, sure, America, we love you. We'll clean up your mess. Let us take these potentially bad guys. Is that what Saudi Arabia has done when they've taken most of these? Of course not. Nothing is done without somebody benefiting somehow. If they're going to take our trash out of Gitmo Bay and help Obama look good, you don't think he gave them something? Bull crap. So what did he give them? What did President Obama give somebody else in order to take dangerous people out of Gitmo to make his presidency look better and endanger the entire world? That's the question. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.